Live from a Skype chat in Voice Hollywood, it is The Voice. Semifinals. Yay, everybody. Yay.
Every time you say live from a Skype chat, I seriously think you're going to say, like, live from New York, it's Saturday night, and be like SNL or something.
We listening with us tonight, we have Skywish Blackjack, Amby Lee, Read to Me, Silver Soul Bird, somebody who has no picture, Despicable Jeffers, and Valkyrie Celeste. So it's one-on-one, my two teammates versus each other. You have a picture, Kayla. I was talking about something else. And then, after that happens, I'm distracted by the background noise coming from Carol.
I'm sorry.
That's cool. After that happens, okay, so my teammates are going to face off against each other, and then I have to give them, I have to split up 100 points between the two of them. And then there's going to be a public vote that ends tomorrow, and that will also be worth another 100 points. So if 10 people vote tomorrow, and each of them get 5 points, 5 votes, they'll each get 50 votes. I didn't explain that very well, but it makes sense to me, and that's what matters. Anyway, first up tonight is Aria versus Skywish. And Skywish is going first, and she is singing Speechless by Lady Gaga. So let's all push play now.
I can't believe what you said to me last night when we were alone. You threw your hands up, baby, you gave up, you gave up. I can't believe how you looked at me with your James Dean glossy eyes, in your tight jeans with your long hair and your cigarette stained lies. Could we fix you if you broke? And is your punchline just a joke? I'll never talk again. lace. Oh.
That was Skywish. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Beloved Star. I forgot to greet you guys earlier, so hi, everybody.
Hi.
I am so insulted that I was not greeted.
I'm sorry. Beloved Star, what's up?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Gil Dragon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I liked this. Besides the mic problems, I thought she sounded really good on this song. I've never heard this song, but...
Really?
No, I haven't. I'm not very good with, like, pop culture, period.
Really?
So, yeah, really.
Let me just say that whatever Beloved says is correct because she had me win one voice.
Oh, so my gosh.
Her judging is very legit. So continue, Beloved.
This is why we don't let Dylan win things.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I did hear a couple notes that were a little bit overshot, a little bit under pitch. Not the same notes, obviously, but different ones here and there. But I thought the emotion was amazing. I think overall it sounded really good, and I liked it a lot. Thought it was great.
Beloved Star of the night so far, man. Rochelle Euler?
I actually have to disagree with Beloved on this one. This was not
my... Because you're gay.
Oh,
you're an idiot.
This is actually, not my favorite thing that I've heard you do, Sky. I don't know, like your tone sounded too, like, I don't know. It just sounded, like, really, like, odd on the song for some reason. And I felt like there was some parts that I really liked towards the end where you kind of, like, backed off a little bit. And it sounded really good, but I felt like on some of the choruses, you were missing, like, the really, like, in-depth passion that this song, like, represents. I don't know, this, what?
Nothing.
I'm trying to Nothing. Be legit, and you're laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing at you, I'm sorry.
I just, I've heard you do, like, better things. I don't know, this wasn't my favorite thing from you.
I could corrupt it into a Jeffers comment.
No! What?
I can corrupt anything into a Jeffers comment.
Why?
Turtle, what did you think?
I would disagree with Rochelle and agree with Beloved. I thought that Sky sounded badass on this song. And besides the topping, it was one of my favorite things from you. And because I really like the parts where, like, music, you slowed down with the music. You just followed the path of the song. It was awesome.
Yeah, for me, this is, I think, my favorite vocal from you of the entire season. I think this was an excellent semifinal performance. The only thing that hurt you was your mic topping. Once you get that under control, I've said it before, I'll keep saying it, you're going to be one of the most fiercest beasts on VH.
Fiercest?
One of the most fiercest.
Thank you.
One of the most fierce beasts on VH. I hate you, Beloved.
I know. I have to get you while you still like me.
Yeah, when you speak directly to me, please refer to me as Dylan, the one voice to rule them all, or I'm not going to answer you. Next up tonight, going directly against Skywish, is Aria. And I think Valk might like this one. Let's listen.
No tomorrow, no tomorrow.
hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And I feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. My lesson, look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Enlarging your mad world.
That was Aria with Mad World. That song's been popular on VH this week, or last couple weeks. What did you think, Rochelle?
I liked this. I thought that her vocals sounded really pretty, and I liked a lot of her, like, kind of whispery moments, like when she would, like, go into a deeper part and, like, kind of, like, sing, whisper it. I, like, liked that, how, like, that effect had. And I thought it was, like, there's a couple parts where I wish she had kind of, like, held it out and made it more, like, flowy. What's the actual word for that? There's a word. I can't think of it. It's the opposite of staccato.
Legato?
That. Legato. That's it.
Or flowy.
Flowy. You know, whatever, either way. And
so, or fluid, as Andy said in the chat, in a type of... Sorry,
yes,
Rochelle.
It's very fluid. Mm.
No, it's fluid.
But, like, yeah, so I guess, I don't know. I think, again, this was not my favorite thing that I've heard Aria do. It was kind of like, it didn't give her a lot to, like, play with vocally. It was very, like...
I think your strategy is to bash everyone else on the other three teams.
I'm not bashing everybody else. Like, I'm just saying how I feel.
This is how I feel. I we're just on different pages tonight, because the only parts I didn't like about this were the parts that were whispery, because I thought they were too low for her. But I thought overall this was a great song. I didn't have anything to do with either of their song choices this week, because I sort of screwed them last week, so I just like, you guys do what you want this week. But I like this overall. I didn't like the whispery part so much, it sounded too low for you. What did you think, Beloved Star?
I liked it. I always like everything Aria does, but I don't know. I really wanted this to be a bit more depressing, and it didn't quite make it there for me. That's really the only problem I had with it, besides some of the lower parts. But hey, I also liked the whispery parts.
I love it.
What?
Remember when I beat Aria to win One Voice?
Yes, I remember.
That was amazing.
It's your mission tonight to interrupt me on every one of my critiques, isn't it?
Fucking incredible.
I'll be good. I'll be good.
That's all I had to say, really.
Turtle. Hey, Turtle.
What?
Remember when I won One Voice? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Somebody lost weight.
This is what happens when... Wait. Oh, you can get the tea. Okay. I lost it. Oh, okay. So, I agree with Beloved. I wish the... Well, no, I don't agree, but I think that the reason that that Arya's song didn't sound as depressing as it could have been is because it just followed up Skye's performance, which was like really over emotional. But I think this song was pretty good. It wasn't a bad place after Skye's, I guess.
It's tough. It's a tough choice for me tonight because I do think Skye outperformed Arya, but Skye's mic quality. So it's like I got to balance and try to figure out where the balance is. I don't like this decision, but luckily I only have to make half of the decision and the public can make the other half. We are moving on to Beloved Stars team. Are you excited, Beloved?
Mm-hmm.
How hard did they work this week?
They worked very hard. They always work hard.
Did you pick these songs?
I did.
Do you have a theme?
Nope.
Dang. I like your themes. Who's up first tonight?
Valk is up first.
And what is she singing?
She is singing Lazy Days, and yeah.
I've never heard of such a song in my life.
It is good.
All right, everybody can push play. That was Valkyrie Celeste. Before we move on, I forgot to ask you guys who won, in your opinion, between Arya and Skywish Rashayular.
Arya.
Beloved Star.
I think for me, Skywish won tonight.
Turtle.
All right, say Skywish.
All right. Now moving on to Valkyrie Celeste. I love how much you're doing harmonies now, Valkyrie. You never used to do that. This was amazing. I don't know the song, but I thought it was great. I wish there had been like more oomph to it, but that just might be the song and the genre, which I'm not really big on. So, but I really love this. It sounded so pretty. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I liked this a lot. I thought your harmonies were freaking phenomenal. Like, really, really great. I really liked how you captured that whole, like, lazy attitude of the song, which was great. And I think that you, I do agree with Dylan on the oomph, mostly just on the Dawes, because, like, the Dawes got a little repetitive, so I wish you had, like, I'm not sure what you could, like, to be honest, I can't think of advice that
I guess because it was called Lazy Days, it was, maybe it was supposed to be kind of, like, laid back.
Well,
like
I think it worked. I think it worked. Like, during, like, the part where she was singing, like, the words, it was just on the Dawes that it got, like, slightly repetitive for me.
What did you think, Turtle?
I think the oomph that she was missing was probably just, like, the really echoey effect that, like...
Yeah, I could see that being what it is.
Yeah.
Because it was so beautiful.
Yeah, the harmonies were really pretty, and I really enjoyed it a lot.
Beloved Star?
Yeah, I didn't mix it this week. Jeffers did. And I'm not a very good mixer, but I had a really cool effect on GarageBand I wanted to use, but we didn't have time.
There's no time for that.
I know.
No time for effects.
Yeah, I did get how the end was kind of boring with all the da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But, I like this song, but it does get repetitive, so that's why we added that high harmony at the end, and I think it kind of helped, but the song does get pretty repetitive, but I really love how Valk was doing so many harmonies, and I thought she sounded nice.
I thought she sounded amazing. We're laughing at Amy saying, what, Jeffers, you shocked me.
Stop!
Because like... this is the first time we've heard Jeffers mix something that wasn't like a... The first time I heard some Jeffers make something that wasn't like a pop song, so it didn't have auto-tune in, I was trying to think what it would sound like if it had an auto-tune in. Season of Love didn't have auto-tune, and that was also awesomely mixed. Anywho, Safi is up next. What's Safi doing?
Barracuda.
Oh, man, I'm super excited. It's going to be a contrast of styles here. Everybody can push play now. Thank you. Sappy with Barracuda. Rochelle.
Sappy. So I think I would have liked this more if it hadn't been the acoustic cover. Because it kind of like threw me off. I don't know. Like I think like your vocals were really strong. But like it just for some reason some parts of it didn't match with the backtrack, and I feel like you wanted to be more like but like it was hard because the backtrack was a lot more mellow than it like
how did she want to be, Rochelle? Thank you. Go ahead.
Isn't that a
great... I like those rocks on Mario.
I wish you had been here for the audition round so that could have been your buzz.
That would have been my buzz. Next season, when I want some.
Somebody's disturbing the sleeping bear. That's the sound that it makes.
Next season, okay? Everybody can be ready for that. No. Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I felt like it just something was, like, there was, like, a disconnect between your vocals and the backtrack. Which was too bad because I think that this song was, like, a good choice for you. Like, I think you really could have rocked it if the backtrack had connected more with your voice, been more, like, copacetic.
I was iffy at first, but I just expect Barracuda to be rawr or oomph. But I think for an acoustic version, the energy was appropriate. I love how crazy awesome your vocals were on this, and it had harmony. I think it was good. If you had done the rock version with this energy, I don't think it would have been good. But I thought for the acoustic version that you placed your energy well. I think if she'd have done the rock version, like for me, her doing the acoustic version was more fair because Valkyrie is such a mellow song. I think if she did it on a rock version, she would have just blown Valk out just energy-wise alone, which is how I won one voice. But, like, I think that, well, Rochelle, who won for you tonight, Valk or Sappy in this matchup?
I think Valk took it for me.
It's really close. I would give the edge to Sappy just by a little tiny bit. What did you think, Turtle?
I'd probably give it to Sappy.
What did you think of Sappy's song?
Her ones are crazy, and I don't really know the song, but she had a lot of energy, and she carried the song from beginning to end, so I liked it.
Beloved star.
I liked it a lot, too. We did work on energy because the acoustic version is very different from the original, so it's hard to kind of understand how you need to sing it, you know, when you only have one version to listen to.
I'm curious how you picked the acoustic version.
I didn't.
Okay.
She did. I think I'm fine with either one of them. I think she sounded great. I'd like to hear her on the other one, see what she does with it. But I thought it was good. I liked it.
Who would you give the edge to tonight on your team? Are you? You shouldn't say, I guess, because you're actually going to be scoring them. So Never mind. All right, we're going to listen to Team Turtle. Turtle, are you there? All right.
I'm here. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Who's going first for you tonight?
Claire, it would be.
What is Claire singing?
Bulletproof by Curly.
And did you pick this song?
Yes.
I'm excited. Everybody can push play now.